Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny today with a high of 74. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the federal government reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug from the DEA, marijuana advocates here in the state of Kansas say that they continue to grow frustrated with the lack of response on the issue here within our state. In a statement from the Kansas Cannabis Coalition on KSNT News, they've said, quote, "We've reached critical mass point where the majority of Kansans want medical cannabis. President Joe Biden has come out and said medical should be recognized. Kansas has to do something, and it's beyond time to do that." Political science professor from Washburn University, Bob Beatty, also made a statement on the issue, saying that if Kansas did move forward with medical marijuana, it wouldn't change the state much, as it would still be classified as illegal at the federal level. During this year's legislative session, Tony Mativi, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations director, did write a letter in opposition to Senate Bill 555, saying there's no legitimate medical need for marijuana.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has announced that near $42 million in federal funding that is set to come to the state of Kansas to serve several different housing-related issues. In a press statement made earlier this week, according to KSNT News, the $5.5 billion in overall funding is being dispersed to more than 1,200 different communities across the United States and Puerto Rico, with a total of just under $42 million coming to the state of Kansas to help with affordable housing, community development, homelessness assistance, and economic growth. Here in Kansas, they say that money will be broken up to have more than $26 million go to community development block grants, home investments of near $10 million, emergency solution grants at $2.2 million, with housing opportunities for persons with HIV and AIDS at $800,000, and a housing trust fund of more than $3.1 million in the state. Kansas is set to receive the majority of the funds throughout the 2024 year. Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Human Trafficking Task Force, led by Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers and his office, is set to complete an 8-city training campaign in Lincoln. The Attorney General announced an in-person training in Scotts Bluff, North Platte, Beatrice, Columbus, Grand Island, Lexington, O'Neill, and Lincoln to combat human trafficking. Here's what George C. Welch with the Attorney General's office had to say at Mid Plains Community College.
Forcing somebody to engage in commercial sexual activity. In Nebraska, we've criminalized human trafficking in two distinct offenses. We criminalize labor trafficking, and we criminalize sex trafficking.
In other news, Nebraska babies born in 2023 will receive a one-time $50 seed contribution this spring to a Meadowlark savings account directed by the Meadowlark Act. Families will receive a letter from the state treasurer announcing their qualification for the Meadowlark Savings Pledge, a program designed to help children and families start saving for higher education.
Hi, Grandma. I'm in trouble and I really need some money.
Of course I'll help. But first, what's the family code word?
Code word?
In 2023, Americans lost $9 billion to fraud. Safeguard your family by establishing a family code word, only known to family members, and verify that code word with the caller before taking any action. Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting with the only agenda item to move the May meeting to the 14th at 6 p.m. Several pending staff changes at 364 as Jason Wheeler declined an offer to serve as assistant principal and activities director, announcing that he's leaving for a post at Altoona Midway to be closer to his father to care for him. He'd served as elementary principal here the past 11 years and was at Centralia prior. Interviews have been held, offers made for assistant principal, activities director, as well as elementary principal, and are expected to be approved at the May meeting. Activities director and Marysville High wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson is leaving for a job as assistant principal at Perry LeCompton. He does not plan to coach and leaves Marysville having served as head wrestling coach 15 of his 16 years here. Also, Mary Kissinger-Wasson will not return as tennis coach after she held that position the past 31 years. She plans to remain with the district and is giving up the coaching position only. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The sheriff reported new computers will soon be installed in all patrol vehicles. Public Works advised crews are busy blading in preparation for dust control. Treasurer reported second half of taxes are due May 10th. Register of Deeds reported they received some oil and gas leases. The appraiser will be mailing out personal property valuation notices. Ag questionnaires will be sent out this year. Health Department just finished up a couple of school vaccination clinics. Agency on Aging reminding the public the VA rep does still meet at the Helvering Center the first and third Tuesday each month. A local beautician's been coming in at the center doing hair and nails for free. Transportation will be free for the month of May through the Agency on Aging. Helvering Center will be closed June 3rd through the 17th for in-person dining. Shelf-stable meals will be offered during this time. Emergency management reported some 5,000 man-hours related to the early spring wildfires. Clerk of the District Court reported there are two jury trials coming up in June. County Extension will be interviewing for an ag agent. They hope by the end of June to have someone hired. Finishing the tax season, they served well over 400 people. County attorney reported child native care cases are down a bit in Marshall County. The county clerk advised filing deadline for elections is June 3rd at noon. And commissioners are gathering job descriptions for positions. Appointed department heads will perform annual evaluations shared with the board. They hope to get the process implemented by 2026 during the budget cycle. Gage County continues exploring options and considering box culverts for a bridge which was closed over Indian Creek at the east edge of Pickerel earlier this spring with deficiencies on the bridge deck. Engineering is underway with a goal to reopen the crossing on Southwest 2nd Road by the fall harvest. Kansas Department of Transportation approved bids in April for projects, including new signing along and north of U.S. 36 in Nemahal County for a $220,000 project. Second half personal property taxes are due this Friday, May 10th, payable at county clerk's offices, as well as banks throughout Marshall County. Payments may be mailed or left in the courthouse drop box. Please include the pay stubs and checks with no cash. Credit card payments also accepted with a service charge. The annual Mother's Day Market is this weekend in Marysville, in the City Park Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. A variety of vendors, including food vendors. The art show will be held in the Marysville Junior Senior High and a model railroad display at the historic depot. museums will be open, and more. Chicken Barbecue Sunday serves 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. For delivery, 562-8374 on Sunday. Commencement is Saturday and Sunday for area high school graduates. Your news on your time. Podcast of the morning and midday news blocks are available each day on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Douglas Doug Jorgensen, age 62, of Waterville, passed away May 4th. A committal service is planned Saturday, June 1st, 2 p.m., at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. A celebration of life service will follow, with a visitation Friday, May 31st, 6:30 till 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Jorgensen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, seasoned mashed potatoes, green beans, and diced peaches. Tomorrow, pork, loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. And staying mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still some sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then scattered showers may continue into Sunday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms into Monday as well, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers are still possible into Monday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 51. And the record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region Monday afternoon and evening, recording anywhere from 3/4 to 1.25 inches. And those thunderstorms resulting in some flooding in the Black Vermilion near Frankfort. In that area, they expect that to crest this morning, just a little bit above the 19-feet flood stage. 54 degrees, sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in Free Sports Physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Stanley Cup playoffs, Rangers hosting the Hurricanes in Game 2. Double overtime, knotted to 3, but with New York on the power play.
Savanejad towards the net, knocked down, Trocheck scores! He scores! Vincent Trocheck wins Game 2 in double overtime and is bobbed by his Ranger teammates.
Kenny Albert on 98.7 ESPN New York. Goalie Igor Shesterkin stopped 54 shots. The red-hot Rangers extend their playoff win streak to 6 and take a 2-0 lead on Carolina with the series headed to Raleigh. In Dallas, the Avalanche erased a 3-0 second-period deficit to the Stars to force overtime, where winger Miles Wood completed the comeback.
He's got some speed. Wood towards the net. He scores!
On Altitude Sports Radio, the Avalanche take a 1-0 series lead. A largely uncompetitive night in the NBA playoffs. The Celtics drained a combined 18 three balls in their 120-95 shellacking of the Cavaliers taking Game 1. And the high-octane Thunder quieted the Mavericks offense, running away with a 117-95 victory and a 1-0 series lead. Baseball, in a pair of grand slams, Bryce Harper plating 4 in the fourth. Phils drubbed the Blue Jays 10-1. And Mariners at Twins, the guy they call the big dumper at the dish in the seventh.
The pitch. Swing on high drive left field. Oh, baby. That is way up there and gone on the third deck. A grand slam for Cal Raleigh.
On KIRO, 10-6 Mariners the final. The Yankees ripped Justin Verlander for 7 runs en route to a 10-3 demolishing of the Astros. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blasky, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. At midweek, the Dow Jones is on its longest winning streak since December, eking out a 32-point gain Tuesday to close at 38,884. The S&P picked up 0.1% on the day. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.1%. In its first quarterly report since going public in March, Reddit easily outperformed expectations by posting revenue of $243 million. Shares in the platform rallied 14% in extended trading Tuesday. TikTok is headed to court, filing suit to challenge the federal law that would ban the social network in this country if its Chinese owners do not sell by mid-January. ByteDance, TikTok's owner, says it has no intention of selling. About 170 million Americans use TikTok. Don't look for it in your mom-and-pop corner grocery store, but Del Monte has come up with a pineapple called the Ruby Glow. It has a red skin and sweet yellow interior. It comes in a box that unfolds like origami. Price tag? $400. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to yet another new day of trade, first, let's get you a recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed day in the grains. The row crops saw some mostly choppy two-sided trade. That was really where the only gains were. However, the wheat market off of Monday's rally was lower yesterday. Higher in the livestock, though, as we saw June live cattle finish up 65 cents to 177.62. August live cattle up $1.10 to 175.52. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The May contract gained 75 cents up to 242.15. August was up 155 at 254.42 and higher for the hogs as well. May lean hogs up 35 cents yesterday at the close to 92.52 per hundredweight. June was up to 98.32. That was a gain of 15 cents. Into the grains here this morning. Again, as mentioned, the row crops were kind of mixed yesterday. Both corn and soybeans saw some strength in areas. Here this morning, though, it is mostly lower pretty much all across the board. May corn currently down 1 3/4 through the overnight session at 452. July's down a penny at 466. The wheat market, again, kind of mellowing out. Yesterday was a bit lower off of Monday's huge rally and trending downwards here this morning as well. July Kansas City wheat currently down 8.5 at 655.5. September down 9.25 to 667. Oats are trending higher, though. July oats currently up 3.25 to 402 3/4. Same story for the soybeans, just a bit lower this morning after a choppy two-sided day of trade yesterday. July beans down 2 to 1244.5. August down 3 at 1242.5. Soy meal is higher this morning. July's up 240 to 385.60. July soybean oil, though, down 52 points to 43.98. Cotton trying to rally a second straight day. July cotton up 81 points currently through the overnight session at 78.31. Briefly looking at the energy markets, crude oil down 72 to start at 77.60. a barrel, unleaded gas down 4 at 250 a gallon, heating oil down 2 to 244, and natural gas currently up 3 at 224, and lastly, the dollar index up 11 to 105.41.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Checking to see if goats or sheep need to be treated for internal parasites can be done with a 5-point check. K-State Diversified Agriculture Extension Agent David Rowling explains the 5 points and what to look for at each step. She begins with discussing why people should check the jaw.
The jaw is another place that you can see signs of barber pole worms. Under the lower jaw of sheep and goats, they get what's known as bottle jaw, and it fills up with fluid, essentially, under their lower jaw. So it can become very swollen, and sometimes in severe cases, that swelling continues up their nose and on their muzzle, on those nasal passages.
Rowling says what people can gain from looking at the animal's back and hair or wool.
If you have an animal that has been eating normally, has been being fed a good diet, they've had everything that they need to meet their nutritional needs, they shouldn't be skinny, but they are skinny, that is a sign that they have internal parasites that are taking a lot out of them. So as you're doing that body condition score, you can notice what their hair coat in goats or their wool looks like in sheep. And if they have a rough hair coat, that can be a sign of needing to be treated for internal parasites. And similarly with wool sheep, if they're losing wool, that can also be a sign.
Taking a look at their tail and nose can also help goat and sheep producers see if their livestock have internal parasites.
The tail is usually a more common sign in kids. And what you're looking for on the tail is signs of diarrhea. That can be a sign of internal parasites. And for kids and lambs, it can be a sign, more specifically, of coccidiosis. Occasionally, you will see signs of a runny or snotty nose, and this can be signs of nasal blots, specifically So if the animal isn't showing any other signs of illness and there hasn't been drastic weather changes, nasal blots could be a potential cause for that runny nose.
That was K-State Diversified Agriculture Extension Agent Adavin Rowling with how goat and sheep owners can do a five-point check. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Have you considered companion planting for natural pest control? A strategy for putting the power of herbs to use today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 8th, the 129th day of the year. Actress Melissa Gilbert has a birthday, and this was VE Day in 1945, the day after Germany's unconditional surrender to the Allies. If you've ever been tempted to surrender your garden to pests, here's a new tactic to try this year. Repel them naturally with herbs. Basil planted with tomatoes is said to deter flies and mosquitoes. Put some dill near your cabbage to keep away the cabbage moths. Mint will do the same job near beans and carrots. Sage is a good herb for repelling carrot flies. And garlic is known to repel Japanese beetles. Plant it near your roses and raspberries. Do your research before you plant, though. Some herbs can deter the growth of certain vegetables. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, 54 degrees. Highs forecast middle 70s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College football continues to work behind the scenes before the upcoming 2024-25 football season as Kansas University continues to see changes on their front as Bay Job has announced his new commitment coming to the state of Kansas and going to the Jayhawks after spending one season with Michigan State. Joby is the 6'4" rusher and was named as one of the top-ranked players in the state of Oklahoma for the class of 2023. He played one game for the Spartans before making his announcement here with the Jayhawks and still has all 4 years of eligibility remaining. He was also ranked as 247 Sports number 7 defensive end in America in his high school class and was looked at as one of the top 25 prospects for their position for the class of 2024. In other news in Wildcat football, they are down a new linebacker for the upcoming season after junior Jake Clifton made an announcement on his social media that he's putting his football career on pause to pursue his church missionary project.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown. Joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, this is Max Blasky, KNDY Radio. Jeff, it is league track week. It is league golf, too, as well. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. League track is coming up on Thursday, start time, 3 p.m. What are a few names or events that you've got your eye on?
Let's start with the ladies and the hurdle events. You're going to see some of the best hurdlers in the area coming up on Thursday at the TVL track meet. Some of the names: Addie Gagel of Washington County, Kylie Smith of Axtell, Tessa Parthamer of Frankfort. Was it the NASCAR race earlier this weekend that was like 0.001 second differential? That's what you're going to get in all of these speed races. You're going to get the tightest finishes that you possibly can.
And sticking with the girls, too, not to be outdone, but on the field events, I think there's a few names we need to keep an eye on, too, as well.
In the jumps, especially, Shay and Sebi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde, Brooke Porter from Valley Heights, and then the Lilies. Lily Richard of Washington County and Lily Weiser of Onega. Lily Richard the other day at Mankato vaulted 10 feet 8 inches. Pole vault isn't necessarily everybody's event, but man, is it fun to watch when we get the right vaulters in there.
But not to be outdone, there's going to be some relay teams on the boys like the Axel Eagles, Clifton Clyde Eagles, Valley Heights Mustangs, just to name a few, Jeff, that I think we want to keep an eye on too coming up on Thursday.
A couple of weeks ago at Washington, both the 4x4 and 4x1 races were decided by right around 3 seconds from spots 1 to 3. Look out for that Valley Heights team. I really enjoy watching them, and I think they've gotten stronger all year long.
Now, where is TVL track coming up again at Jeff? And I think we've already had one schedule change for the week, and that was TVL golf this Friday too, correct?
Well, TVL track, we look forward to that at Valley Heights coming up on Thursday. But TVL golf also going on at Valley Heights, now rescheduled to Friday morning at 10 a.m., that at the Waterville Golf Course. So Valley Heights right now putting in a lot of work to help out the Twin Valley League.
Dodging those raindrops, it seems to be all the time this time of year. And last one here, but baseball gets underway with regionals on Thursday too as well. Looking at it, Onega squares off with Blue Valley while Frankfort and Centralia take on Valley Heights that Thursday. What's one of those four teams to keep your eye on here this week?
It can't be outshadowed, the Onega Buffaloes. 14-4 on the season. That's going to be a tough game for Blue Valley. Onega right now is just playing some great baseball. But I really look forward to that Frankfort-Centralia-Valley Heights game. I think you're going to see a very balanced game there. You're going to see a lot of runs.
Again, a full week. Catch everything at the TVL Sports Spotlight or with KNDY Radio. For Jeff Wirtz, this is Max Blasky on the TVL Rundown. We'll see you next week. Regional high school baseball action debuts this Thursday on KNDY FM 95.5 as Frankfort Centralia tangles with Valley Heights. First pitch scheduled for 4:30 p.m. from Onega in first round action. Listen live on FM 95.5 or download the free KNDY FM mobile app.
KNDY.